Because there's egregious technical errors happening.
I blame myself.
No, it's like I hit the thing, right? And
yeah.
It didn't. Okay, so there's this talk over stuff, right?
Yeah.
It goes, okay, so I hit this, and it didn't start. And
oh, there it
like,
is.
Well, now it's there. Yeah, fine. Thanks a lot.
I mean, I got that CD off of eBay.
That's not yours.
I blame
no, that's
CD.
Not yours. I forgot to bring it down.
Oh, okay.
This is some other thing.
Oh. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. I'm Brian Wincy. That is Jim the Poet. We are the most trusted team in sports talk radio today, and we are here.
Together.
At last, finally.
I feel good.
Oh, well, I'm glad you do, because can you hear that I'm still kind of sick?
Well, you were sick last week, right?
I was really sick last week. I want to just say, starting the show, thank you so, so, so much to WFMU DJ Kurt Gottschalk and to Matthew from the Fiery Furnaces
guy.
Why didn't I play the Fiery Furnaces?
I know I was going to say that.
Oh,
but then
God.
I was on the light rail.
Yeah, you weren't even here. You came in just in time. The intro song had started and you ran in. So
was
that was
running.
Good. Wait, I'm screwing up the thing.
Running
there.
From Exchange Place.
That was good. Thank you. You did a good job.
Or as I call it, Sex Change Place.
I should. That's a good name.
Yeah, it's nice.
I should have. I should have played the Fiery Furnaces. I apologize for that.
He knows rock stars and stuff like that. That Kurt Gottschalk.
Yeah.
He's a great writer. Great handsome man. Great on the radio.
He's wonderful.
Hangs out with rock stars.
He goes to the WFMU Literary Guild readings and reads things. He's a good writer. Oh, I don't know. There's going to be one.
Oh.
I forget when. I better find out because I'm
Are you reading it? You should probably know when
I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm trying to like do a story for it, and
yeah.
I don't have.
What's the story going to be about?
It's unfortunately, it's a 9/11 story, and that's maybe
why
not.
Why is that unfortunate?
Maybe, well, because you know things just happened, right? I mean, there's.
I mean, it wasn't like
stuff.
The same thing. It was like
no,
guns.
No, it was a different.
And,
it was a different
thing. They
didn't
fly a plane into anything.
No, they
anything.
Didn't. No. Hey, but this just breaking news in the world of sports today.
What?
Germany and Netherlands national teams were going to play a friendly in Hanover, and they found an explosive device in the stadium.
Did they actually find a device?
Yes, they did. They did. After they cleared everybody out, they confirmed that there is an explosive device. Nobody was injured. They got everybody out of the stadium, but
jeez.
That's in Germany. It's in Hanover.
Hanover?
Hanover, yeah. So.
Well, I'd seen that they had shut down the game.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen because they're having the European Championships next year. And there's
maybe everything will be fine by then,
Yeah. I don't think everything's going to be fine.
Why not?
Ever. I don't think anything's ever going to be fine
again.
Yeah.
No, it's all going to be fine.
It's not going to be okay.
Everything's okay.
Are you sure?
Oh, I know why this sounds so loud because Brian always puts the headphones way up.
Oh, the headphones are loud?
Yeah, and I thought it was the mics and I kept turning the mics down, but it's actually
the
headphones.
I can't actually. I'm not actually on the radio.
This is, you're not. Wait, can you hear yourself? Everything's fine.
I can hear my, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
my head.
This is also good.
What?
Last week, Kurt Gottschalk, because he hadn't done a talk show. Originally, see, Kurt and I were supposed to do the show together.
Right.
And I was really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it was going to be great.
I haven't seen him in a long time. I love him.
Couldn't
wait. I thought it'd be fun, you know?
Looking forward to it.
I didn't have to go to work the next day, so I thought we'd go out afterwards. It'd be great,
nice.
Right? I know, see?
Party with the Fiery
yeah,
Furnaces.
Exactly. Well, the fiery furnaces wouldn't have been here. Right. So then I got really sick with the flu, and I had a high fever.
Jeez.
And I was a mess for a long time. I'm still kind of
I mean, you recovered. Look great, though.
Well, thank you.
You have a glow.
Yeah, that's the fever, probably.
Oh.
But so we have a call. So the thing was that Kurt didn't actually know how to put calls. Well, he knows how to put calls on the air,
yeah.
But he forgot. So people were calling.
Well, he was having a fascinating conversation.
He just forgot.
The Fiery Furnace.
Yeah. WFMU, you're on the air.
It sounded like they hung up.
They hung up. All right.
Call back, maybe.
Maybe. But yeah, so people were calling, and he kept saying, "Oh, we're not getting any calls. We're not getting any calls." But actually, they were. But he didn't know because he didn't know how.
Where's the machine?
Well, he thought the phone would ring instead of.
How
this
long has he been
thing.
A DJ here?
A long time, but you know he does music. Miniature Minotaurs was mostly a genius. Intellectual.
Well, if he needs
know,
to, if he ever wants to start a half hour to hour poetry, poetry and sportsy show, he's up for it because he was great.
We could do that, right? Yeah, no, he was very good. And I did run into the CEO of the Bronwyn C. Make-A-Wish Foundation yesterday on the train.
Yeah.
And she said, "Who were those two strangers on Sportsy Talk? Who are those two strangers?" And I said, "Well, they weren't that strange. I mean, they're not as strange as you and I are, right?"
No, but we're familiar strangers.
We're familiar,
and they're
yeah.
stranger dangers, maybe.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. But it was funny. WFMU, you're on the air.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for hanging up. Oh, are we going to have that again? We had that.
That was
one.
Great. That would be great.
Remember one week where somebody just called and hung up, called and hung up, called and hung up?
Maybe. I think it's, I don't know why they did
I think
it.
The best call we ever got was that lady from the debt collection agency who knew
she's
everything
like,
about Michael Jordan.
She
that was she was fabulous.
He was a, was a great caller.
She was good. Okay. Let's see. We're going to put you through the concussion protocol now.
Am I? Yeah, where am I?
I don't
am
know.
Am I here?
Why weren't you here? Oh, you were.
I was at the John Leguizamo event at NJCU.
How did that go?
It was a lot of people. We sold a bunch of books. But it was just a little too chaotic to even give a call.
Yeah, no. He wouldn't have answered the phone anyway.
That's okay.
So it didn't matter.
I mean, they seemed to be having a good time doing their thing.
They were good. They were actually sportsy. They were talking about some really interesting Illinois sportsy stuff.
Illinois.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Fighting Illini.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Chief Illawack.
Chief Illawack?
Yeah.
I got to look that up.
Look him up. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk. Why should I answer the phone?
You might as well.
201-209-9368 is the number to call if you're an actual real caller. And
if
you
you're going to be on the air with us.
Want to talk
if you just
want to
call and hang up. Then
yeah, if you want to call and hang up, you can wait and do that on somebody else's show.
Give me my ex-girlfriend's phone number and call her. She's doing.
Breathe heavily and then hang up. Let's see, other DJ news. DJ Evan Funk Davies.
How's he doing?
He's great. He tweeted a photo of a car with a New York State license plate, one of those New York Yankees vanity plates,
mm-hmm.
and the plate says Jeets.
Oh, yeah. I saw
Jeets.
That.
Yeah,
I
retweeted it. Yeah, I like that.
How is the Jeets doing these days? He's going to get married to that hot model lady.
Yeah.
He's doing pretty well.
Whatever.
He has a great dog.
He has an enormous, huge dog.
That was a giant dog.
Yeah.
That's like a person-sized dog.
Yeah, Derek Jeter owns, the world's largest dog. That's
cool. It's
bigger than Jeter.
Yeah,
it's huge.
It's a giant.
Yeah, that's cool. I think it's
possibly
a puppy.
Possibly a mastodon.
I understand that it's a puppy.
Yeah, it was like 6 months old or something like that.
Yeah,
it was,
and it's bigger than he is. So that's good. That'll be a happy
family. Big Poppy's going to retire from the Boston Red Sox.
Finally. Didn't he already?
No.
Is he still?
He's still playing.
Is he still playing?
He's still playing. Still hitting 30 home runs a year with his drugs probably. His PEDs. But he's very, he did that, this is your effing city speech.
Yeah. That got everybody all
that was a great speech.
Up,
that was good. So but when they build him a statue, it should just say that underneath him with it, dropping the mic.
Are they going to do a statue of him?
Probably. Yeah, he could be mayor of Boston.
Oh, hey, here's that person going to hang up again. Let's try it. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
If you'd like to make a call.
201-209-9368.
A FanDuel.
Oh yeah, they don't sponsor us anymore because
they're shutting down in New York State.
Yeah, they're not gonna exist anymore.
Now, FanDuel is the the daily fantasy gambling site.
Yeah, well, let's call it what it is. It's gambling.
They're shutting down because the New York State Attorney General is like, hey, you just run a gambling site.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we don't.
It's skill. It's a game of skill.
It's a skill.
It's a game of skill.
But
but it's not.
Hopefully, all going to be in jail because they do ads every 5 minutes. If you watch
jail.
Any program on television,
it's less than 5 minutes. It's like just a constant.
And they're just skeezy guys. Like there's one guy in particular. Is like, it's made my Sunday way more interesting. And it's like, shut up, you gambler.
I get to gamble
to Vegas
all the time. All the time.
I get to beat my friends every week.
Every week, I beat them.
No. They did something that said the New York State Attorney said that 89.3% of people have a negative income on those things because it's geared towards
the people who win $10, and you can't collect until you've accumulated winnings up above
true?
A certain... Yeah. So it's like, even if you win, they don't pay you until you've accumulated...
No, they're not stupid. They're making billions.
Like,
I mean,
so you're like, oh, hey, this week I won $10, and then next week, you know, you lost $20, so you never get paid.
Right.
You know, you just pay them.
That's
all right.
Is my mom calling again?
Yeah, your mom's calling again. Should we take it?
Yeah.
We didn't even say hello. Anymore.
Yeah, they were listening.
They're
to
listening,
the radio.
Though. They're listening to the radio, so they're hearing us talk.
Yeah.
So they're calling.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think. I mean, do you want to do the caller ID thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's turn that on.
Okay. Well, we'll turn them into.
It's probably my ex-girlfriend.
Really?
Betty.
We'll turn them. The next call that comes in, we'll get the caller ID on it, and we'll.
Or
just
could be Rhonda Rousey. You know, she's probably got some head injuries from getting kicked in the face.
She's got to call us because nobody. Remember when we were trying to get her on the air and they wouldn't even return.
They wouldn't even deem to return.
They wouldn't even return our emails.
Well, now the New York Post is reporting that the lady who beat her.
Yeah, Holly Holm
is in league with a bunch of PED companies. But then, like all those MMA wrestlers are all like making deals with like. Supplement companies that, like, apparently Rhonda Rousey had a supplement contract with somebody else that was like, they do sell, they also sell PEDs that would be illegal in MMA.
Right.
So I don't know that it's like she didn't necessarily take anything.
Supplements,
she just beat the crap out of her.
Supplements are, she got her in the second round. Rhonda
I know
Rousey,
that'll be upsetting
okay,
to
we have
Danny
to, we
D.
Have to tell, we have to tell Rhonda Rousey people who Rhonda Rousey is because not all our listeners know this. Okay. Mixed martial arts. It's this violent
it's
fighting
like judo.
Thing.
You get in the octagon. You try to kill the other person.
Yeah, basically, it's no holds barred.
You tear their spine out afterwards.
They're not wearing a lot of protective equipment or anything.
No,
they're just pounding each other.
And when you knock somebody down, it's not like you get a 10 to get back up. They actually jump on you
and pound on you. Right. So women are doing this now.
Well, she was a big star. Why was she such a big star?
Rhonda Rousey?
Yeah, because she knocked everybody out and stuff like that.
She beat everybody. She beat everybody. And everybody, she beat them so bad.
I didn't realize she only had like 13 or 14 bouts.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a lot. In boxing, that's a lot, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's
not in boxing because you're hitting people with padded things as opposed to your bare knuckles.
But I mean, in fighting, right? It's a lot, you know, if you have that many bouts. So she was like undefeated. She was like so dominant. She was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, which is always a mistake. The day after.
Oh, it's the jinx.
Yeah, the day after the Mets lost in the playoffs and lost the World Series and were out, they had Daniel Murphy came out on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
That makes sense.
It was so sad. It was like LOLSI, you know?
Ralphine says he thinks, he or she thinks that Rhonda Rousey's bouts are scripted.
Possibly.
Like actual wrestling.
Possibly. That could happen.
That's such a good idea that I believe it.
You know what? It's possible because she predicted her defeat.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. She was on Jimmy Fallon and said something.
Yeah, and she said somebody was going to knock her out, and then.
Well, yeah, that's sooner or later.
Sooner
everybody
or
knocks
later,
you out,
right?
Unless you're Mayweather and you just fight, you know, pansies, and then you're always dodging.
Yeah,
but sooner or later he'll come back in and someone will knock his block off.
Yep,
it happens to everybody.
So other things in women's sports, the National Women's Hockey League.
National Women's Hockey League.
Yes, just got their first TV deal.
Really? And what channel are they going to be on?
Oh, yeah. This is great. It's only one team that has a deal.
Okay.
Boston Pride. You should like that.
Oh, I like that.
They're going to be broadcast on the New England Sports Network, which is like one of those middle-of-the-night commercials for incontinent
not.
Old people networks.
No,
I mean,
no, that's NESN. That's the channel that the Red Sox and the Bruins are on. So that's pretty good.
Is that a real channel?
NESN, yeah. That's like the biggest sports, one of the biggest. It's like the Yes channel for New England.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I get it.
You get it?
Yeah, I get
it. You pay for that?
I actually get something called, they don't show you any of the games, but they show you the other stuff.
Well, what good is that?
It's not as good as, but they'll show you the highlight. So if you're watching the Red Sox on national TV, I can turn to NESN, I can't remember what they call it, NESN USA or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just like the post-game show with, you know, Dennis Eckersley or all those guys. So NESN's like a huge channel, so that's a great
deal.
Well,
they're on. Okay, the first women's hockey.
Are they going to show them live,
deal?
Or are they going to show them live when there's no Bruins games?
I think they're going to show them live.
Are the games
the next eight games of the season. They only have eight more games in their season, apparently.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I wonder who's playing for that team.
Women.
We can get them on the air.
Bunch of women. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we also want to get Jason Gay from the Wall Street Journal on the air. I forgot to ask you about that. He wrote a book. You'd like him. He's a great columnist for the Wall Street Journal.
Uh-huh.
He's a cyclist. Funny guy. And he writes his, he does these big columns about new rules for football games at Thanksgiving. That's one of his big things. And so his whole book is about new rules.
Okay.
It's kind of like Bill Maher's thing. And
will,
he,
send, will they send us a copy of his book? Is it
I asked. That's why I was asking for his publicist.
Oh.
And then he's like, oh, just do it through me, which means no free book, which means I'm going to go buy the book or something.
Well, you work at a bookstore. Can't you just, like, boost one out in your bag one day or something?
Yeah. Yeah, question mark? I mean, I could. All right, so we got to interview the Boston Pride.
Okay.
And the Jason Gay.
Yeah.
By next week's show.
By next week's show, we have to have these lined up. Yeah, because we have to make it up to our listeners. We haven't been.
I feel like it's my fault.
Yeah. Let's do it again. Ready?
Oh, it's the same person?
Probably.
All right. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good. That was
Thanks
fast.
For calling.
Okay. Golly, there's so much stuff. There's so much sportsy. I don't even know how to get to it all. We just did.
Oh, they canceled. Miguel Cotto was stripped of the WBC title.
What the hell is
before
that?
Saturday's match?
What is it? Why are you talking about those things? Those aren't sports.
That's sports. What That's boxing.
It? Yeah. What?
He's fighting Canelo Alvarez.
What the hell?
This Saturday for the WBC title.
Yeah.
But he.
But they took his title
they
away.
Took his title
so
away.
How can he be? Because
you got to bribe those guys to keep your title.
How can he be fighting for the title?
Well,
if they took it away.
If Canelo Alvarez wins, which is very likely because he's like 15 years younger and you know gigantic, then he will win he will be the WBC title holder.
But if the other guy wins, he doesn't get to be the title holder. Why would he fight?
No, they still give it to somebody else.
Why
would he fight? Because he's
going
to get paid. It's like he's going to get paid like $20 million to fight him.
Well, I'll fight somebody for $20 million.
$20 million.
I don't care. I'll walk out and let him punch me.
No,
that's okay. Why not?
No one can punch you.
Why not?
I mean,
they could.
That's just what I'm saying.
For $20 million, come on.
$20 million.
What if they give you half? Will you let them punch me?
No.
Why not?
Let them punch me.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, but you're, you know.
In the Charlotte Observer today.
Yes.
There was an open letter about Cam Newton.
Oh, golly.
Written by a mom.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a question about that. Okay, first tell the listeners. Okay, Cam Newton is the quarterback.
He's a star quarterback for the Carolina Panthers.
And the Carolina Panthers are doing super, super good. They're undefeated.
9-0.
Undefeated this year in the football.
In the American football,
yes. And Cam Newton is our quarterback, and he is an African American.
Yes.
And he does a little dance when he does something good.
He's happy when he does good
things.
He's happy.
Yeah.
He's a very nice guy. Big smile, very photogenic.
Nice,
he's got his own yogurt commercials.
Yeah. Those yogurt commercials are sad. I was like, who is that? And then somebody said, oh, that's Cam Newton. I was like, oh, my God.
He was good on NFL. He's good in commercials.
I don't think he's good in that yogurt
He got in trouble last
terrible
week.
Terrible in that
he
yogurt
was,
commercial.
The Packers came to play in Carolina.
And the Packers were also no, they had been beaten once.
They've been beaten
they were
once.
Like
now they're in a three-game tailspin.
Yeah, they're bad. Okay.
So the Carolina Panthers were playing the Packers.
Yeah.
And some, like, the place wasn't filled, I guess. And it was also,
really?
Half the place was Packers fans. Because the Packers have like a giant. The Packers have been around for 100 years.
The Packers are traditionally an excellent.
So someone had this big sign that said, "Hey, this is this Carolina's Packers country or something like that."
Yeah.
Cam Newton, the quarterback of the team, rips the sign down.
Yeah.
And takes it with him, and the guy's like, "Well, this is larceny. This is like a felony that you've stolen my
valuable sign."
So the Carolina Panthers had to buy the guy some sign and send it to him.
Oh Lord,
it's Packers country. This week.
Yes.
There was a little scuffle after one of Cam's touchdowns. He usually does like a little, like Clark
little
Kent,
dance.
Where he's pulling his thing across,
like he's
and he
Superman.
Does a little, thing
little
and
dance.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, they all do a little dance.
Well, then there was an open letter in the Charlotte Observer today. I think that's the name of it.
Yeah.
Charlotte Observer.
Probably.
A Tennessee Titans fan wrote to the Charlotte Observer.
Some lady.
It was a woman,
a mom.
Allegedly Rosemary Plorin of Nashville.
Uh-huh.
She says,
she's Nashville, Tennessee?
This is Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah, the Tennessee Titans.
So she's
it was
Titans.
A Tennessee Titans game, which I didn't realize the Tennessee Titans played their home games in the town from Footloose, where dancing is illegal.
But wait, she's
a Titans
fan. She's not a Panthers fan.
Yes.
She's a Titans fan.
Titans fan.
And they were playing the Panthers.
And the Panthers killed them.
Of course, destroyed them.
And when they sacked Cam Newton, the guy did the little the Drake dance from one of those.
Uh-huh.
Dear Mr. Newton, congratulations on your win in Nashville today. Our team played well, but yours played better. Kudos to the Panthers organization. That game happened to be my 9-year-old daughter's first live NFL experience.
Oh, for God's sake. I hate this. Okay, when they
okay,
say,
yeah, that's first
oh,
of all.
Oh, my daughter should have had a special experience for her very first NFL game. I just want to kill
her
already.
She saw the Panthers destroy the Titans.
Yeah, good. Good. Toughen up, that little bitch. Go ahead.
What?
I'm telling you.
You just called
the 9-year-old girl. I don't care. She is. I already hate this woman. Go
I'm
ahead.
Skipping ahead here.
No, go ahead. Read
because
the whole
of
thing.
Where we, no,
read the whole thing
is
so I
long.
Can scream.
All right.
So I can just
You're going to go crazy,
I am going to go crazy.
We can't call
exactly
a 9-year-old a bitch anymore. That game happened to be my 9-year-old daughter.
If I called her something worse, I'd have to bleep myself.
Okay. Well, I think that's our one shot.
Okay, go ahead.
That game happened to be my 9-year-old daughter's first live experience in the NFL. First live NFL experience. She was surprised to see so many Panthers fans sitting in our section of the stadium. That doesn't happen much at a fourth grade football games. Okay, so A, the Titans have been awful since they moved to.
She's saying the Titans are a fourth grade football team.
Yeah,
is that what she's saying? They should be playing fourth grade.
They should be playing fourth grade.
They should be. They're
and
terrible.
She was excited where we were near the end zone so that we could be close to the action in quotes, particularly in the second half.
There's no action
because
in
of where
zone.
We sat. We had
They're
a close
not,
up
no,
view.
There's
of,
no action in the end zone. The Titans aren't making
there's
it.
There's little
into
dances.
The end zone.
No, the Titans aren't. Yeah,
come on.
They're not getting in the end zone.
This woman's delusional.
Because of where we sat, we had a close up view of your conduct, Mr. Newton, during the fourth quarter. The chest puffs, the pelvic thrusts, the arrogant struts. And the in-your-face taunting of both the Titans players and fans.
Can I ask if this outraged mom is white?
I mean, I assume.
Because I'm assuming, right?
I mean, I'm assuming she's white.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of a white privilege.
You're not kidding. Go ahead.
And when they say play the game right, what they mean is play the game. Like
white.
Yeah. When you make a touchdown, you should like Vesper bells should start ringing and you should hold your head down and humility and, you know, like whatever. Whatever. I refuse to believe you didn't realize you were a role model. You are paid millions of dollars every week. I don't think he gets paid millions of dollars every week. I think he gets paid, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to make the millions he makes. To be a leader and to play hard. In the offseason, you're expected to make appearances, support charities, inspire young kids. Now, Cam Newton gives, like, every time he gets a touchdown, he gives a ball to a kid in the front row. Like, he gave a ball to a kid last week that, like, his kid, the kid's father had just died like 2 weeks ago or something like that.
I mean, it made the kid's
Day. He's a totally, Cam Newton's a totally nice, sweet
nice
person.
Guy.
I mean, he likes to dance around, but you know.
Who doesn't? Which of us does not?
I like to dance
and do little pelvic thrusts and whatnot.
Whenever I get a chance to thrust my pelvis, I do.
Absolutely.
And inspire young kids to pursue your sports and all sports. With everything the NFL has gone through in recent years, I'm confident. They have advised that you are, by virtue of your position and career choice, a role model. And because you are a role model, your behavior brought out like behavior in the stands.
Because I am a white, upper-middle-class mom, I am
some of the Panthers
bitch.
Fans in our section began taunting the hometown fans. Many Titans fans booed you.
Yeah.
A few offering instructive but not necessarily family-friendly suggestions as to how you might change your behavior.
So she's saying the Titans fans were dicks. I mean,
the thing is she's using her, like her daughter, as you'll see in this, there's no
it's
way
It's all about
that,
her daughter.
There's no
it's
way
like
that the daughter talks
everybody,
like this.
Everybody in the freaking stadium should change their behavior because her precious little 9-year-old is sitting there. Don't take your kid to the game. If you're going to take your kid out in public, teach the kid how people
right, I would
behave
say first,
in public.
First, don't bring your kids up to be Titans fans because that's just a mistake.
That's a mistake.
You could just come aboard the Patriots or the Giants, both great teams. They win all the time, except this past
if
weekend
you wanna,
for the
if
Giants.
If you want to live down in the South and be a football fan, you know, go for the Panthers this year.
The Panthers are obviously a better team.
They're obviously super. Okay, go ahead. What else does she say? Oh,
terrible things.
No, come on.
She doesn't have answers for her.
Oh, my daughter was there.
My daughter sensed the change immediately and started asking questions. Won't he get in trouble for doing that, his little pelvic thrusts? Is he trying to make people mad? Do you think he knows he looks like a spoiled brat? Now, no 9-year-old uses the word spoiled brat. That's like a parental thing.
Well, maybe she's been so brainwashed by her idiot mom that's how she talks now.
I mean, you know.
I don't
have great answers for her because I'm a terrible parent.
No,
I didn't have great answers for her. And honestly, in an effort to minimize your negative impact on what was otherwise a really fun day, I redirected her attention to the cheerleaders and mascot.
Yeah.
I don't know who the mascot is of the Titans. What is it, like some sort of...
I don't know.
Like barefoot, living in a trailer guy? Or like
apparently.
What is that exactly?
Yeah.
I could tell.
She blames Cam Newton.
It's Cam Newton's fault for doing touchdown dances. And
she blames Cam Newton for the Titans fans yelling things at him.
She's saying
her daughter was
first of all, the 9-year old daughter, like, I have to protect my 9-year old daughter from.
Well, then don't take her there.
People dancing on a football field? Like,
don't take her to the game.
Yeah.
You know, if you have to protect her from that, just lock her in the basement, let her father abuse her, you know, for 15 years, and then let her out when the police come. You know, I mean, that's just it. Just you know, do what you do
but
normally.
It's like the
don't
argument in baseball
games.
Against when guys hit home runs that they shouldn't flip their bat or run the bases slowly or like celebrate in any particular. Oh, when you strike somebody out, you can't celebrate or whatever. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous because
people get so keyed up and they're playing this game and they just did something great and they don't.
Yeah,
they don't
calm
really
down.
Know.
It doesn't
they
look,
really know.
Relax. He's
you
doing,
like this? You like this?
Are you not entertained?
Yeah, you know. Jeez.
By my pelvis.
Yeah, really.
So her letter is ridiculous.
She's horrible. She's a horrible person.
She's been loudly criticized
throughout
the world.
Yeah, of course. She's a horrible
person. I bet she's not a real person.
No, I bet she's a horrible
person. She's possibly the Marcus Mariota, the quarterback of the Titans.
Or his mom.
Or his mom.
Or his wife.
Take it easy, Mom.
Ease up.
Take your daughter to a library.
Yeah, really. Take her someplace instructive.
It's a good letter, though. I mean, it's well written.
It's a horrible letter. It's not well written. It's the worst. Wex Wyan. One, he beat the Jets. The Bills beat the
His
Jets.
His brother got fired
Wob Wyan was fired. Yeah, fired yesterday, I think. Danny D was all over that on the Twitter.
He was?
Listener Danny D was
he
was tweeting out these great hashtags like hashtag Wob Wyan twending and hashtag Wex Wyan. He's doing it with the W's. It was great.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I like that.
But it's not clear whether he'll Rob Ryan, twin brother of now Svelte.
I wouldn't call him svelte.
He's much more svelte than...
Saggy.
Well, I mean...
He's saggy.
Rex Ryan is less is svelte now.
Rex Ryan is saggy.
He's... Now, see, the thing is, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie have both had the surgery.
Yeah,
maybe a year
had,
apart.
They both had bariatric surgery.
They actually have the... What do you call it?
The stomach stapling things.
No, they don't staple your stomach anymore.
Do they put the balloon in? What do they do?
They do like the little pump and you can make yourself hungry.
Some kind of deal.
Because the staples sooner or later blow and then you die. Like you die of like toxic shock or something like that.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Okay, so New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
They've both gotten the surgery. Chris Christie is still a giant, you know, fatso.
Yeah.
And like Rex Ryan looks like a totally different person. His brother looks like a caveman version of him now because he's got like long hair and like hairs everywhere.
Yeah, but Rob Wyan always looks like the fun one. You know what
he
I mean?
Is the
I don't
fun
like
one.
I don't like fat
he's
old
terrible
hippies,
at being a defensive coordinator, but he's
terrible.
He's
he
definitely
fired.
The fun one.
He was the defensive coordinator for the New Orleans Saints, and their defense this year has been so bad.
They gave up 47 points to the Washington racist names.
We can call them the Skins. I've heard people just
skins.
Call people just call them the Skins. They just say
the
Washington Skins.
Skins.
Yeah.
That's
it's not
gross.
As racist.
Sounds like the.
I know it sounds bad.
Hannibal Lecter coach team.
Oh, there's a guy who had a complete face transplant.
Oh, I saw that. On
I didn't
the,
look at it. I'm afraid to look at it.
I mean, he looks better.
Yeah. His whole face was burned off in a fire.
He looks better,
fireman.
But they took like, it's like, I think he's older than 28, and they gave him like some 28-year-old face.
Yeah, they gave him a kid's face.
So he looks like a kid's face.
That's weird.
That was weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Face transplants. Ugh.
Face transplants.
I saw a picture of Jason Pierre-Paul's hand.
Did?
I, in fact, tweeted it.
Oh, I think I looked at that.
Yeah. No, I got no comments on that picture. That was like, that's like, you look at that, you're like, oh, Lord, that is... Not something you want to see.
The Texas Rangers' Jeff Banister has been named the AL Manager of the Year.
Who is he?
He is the guy who somehow got the
Texas Rangers
into the
playoffs. Oh, the baseball. We're off to baseball now.
That's breaking news.
Oh.
Here at Sportsy Talk.
Oh, good.
Your number one source of breaking news
between
the hours of
6 and 7
on Tuesdays.
Tuesday nights. Yeah. 201-209-9368
He's apparently the coach of the Texas Rangers. I have no idea who that guy is.
I was like, the Texas Rangers? I don't know. Texas team. Peyton Manning.
How's he doing?
Peyton Manning.
He got benched.
Yeah, but you know what? It was so awkward, right? Because Peyton Manning, who is the quarterback of the
Denver Broncos. Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. He's very old.
I mean,
he's really
like 40,
old. He's 39.
I mean, 39
yeah,
or 40, 39 right?
years old. And in this past Sunday's game, he passed Brett Favre's record as having thrown the most passing yards, completed the most passing yards of any quarterback in NFL history. He broke that record while in the process of throwing four interceptions, and he got benched. So
he's injured.
Yeah, he's injured. Yeah, and his shoulders.
And he's old.
His shoulders hurt. His foot's hurt. He hasn't been able to feel his fingers. He said he hasn't been able to feel his fingers in like 5 years.
Well, because he has a big bad neck injury
that he thought he might never come back
from.
Yeah, he used to be the quarterback of the Colts, and he was terrific.
He's probably the greatest quarterback of all time.
He is a great
quarterback. Him, Dan Marino, Tom Brady, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, not Tom Brady. Tom Brady cheated. But Peyton Manning, he achieved this incredible record, right?
That's a great record.
And then they sat him down, you know. So then Brett Favre, meanwhile, is at a tree stand somewhere in Louisiana hunting deer, and he gets the news that Peyton Manning has just beaten his record, right?
Yes.
Peyton Manning's just beaten Brett Favre's record for the most passing.
Probably heard on a CB radio.
Probably. So he gets his GoPro out and records a little congratulatory.
That was nice of him.
Video to Peyton Manning from a tree stand, and then this weird, awkward video gets posted everywhere, and then Peyton Manning gets sat down, so that's awkward. You know, it's just kind of like somebody like does this amazing achievement, right? This incredible achievement.
I mean, it's a great achievement.
Yeah, and then it's just kind of like everything that happens afterwards is just kind of weird. You know, there should be monkeys riding dogs, like at the Bengals game, you know?
I went to a minor league baseball game with those same monkey rodeo.
Yeah, the monkey rodeo.
It's terrific.
They're fantastic. They should do that at every NFL game.
I would watch that. If that was weekly for 3 hours, I would watch monkey rodeo.
Wouldn't you watch monkey rodeo?
I would watch it all the time.
The Bengals game last night.
I didn't watch the Bengals game because I was watching the Naked Lady in the Bag show. You ever seen that one where she's got all the tattoos and they got to figure out what the tattoos are?
Naked Lady in a Bag?
Naked Lady in a Bag is what I call it.
That show.
It's a good show.
It sounds great.
It's on NBC.
It sounds better than watching the Bengals.
And every week they go, oh, we figured out what that other tattoo is. We got to go shoot these guys.
Yeah.
And
then they go shoot somebody and then they put her back in the naked
bag. She doesn't remember anything either. It's great. She's like my ideal woman. She doesn't remember anything from like, it's like, do I like pie? And they're like, well, we don't know if you like pie. Do you like pie?
Amnesiac, naked tattooed amnesiacs are my specialty. That's good.
Yeah,
if we have any of those out there listening tonight, please call 201-209-9368. Okay, so Peyton Manning is the most successful quarterback ever, but Andy Dalton of the Bengals is the most successful red-haired quarterback ever.
Is that true?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Is Boomer Esiason redheaded?
No. Did we talk about this before? I think we did.
I don't remember.
Yeah, Ginger Andy Dalton got into a big fight with J.J. Watt about his hair.
Well, J.J., like the Texans destroyed the Bengals last night. And the Bengals
The Bengals were undefeated until
last night, and then they got wiped out by the Texans. And they didn't throw any touchdowns or anything. It was like, what did they score, six points or something like that?
It was like maximum puntage. It was like there were so many punts the first half of the game. You know, I lost count. It was like it was just punt, 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 punt.
I wasn't watching that game.
Yeah, I don't.
Danny
think
D's upset.
It. Oh, is he?
The Bengals lost. He has a little halfway because I think he's a Bengals fan.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Sorry, Danny. Don't bring your kids up to be Bengals fans either.
Yeah, don't take your kids to a Bengals game until they're old enough to handle it.
I mean,
that's what I say. Until they're old enough to handle the monkey circus.
Should have to have a note from your mom.
So it's okay for me to come to this game. So it's monkey rodeo. That's what they had. Three monkeys. I've seen one monkey riding a dog, but I've never seen three monkeys riding three dogs.
And there was at least two. There was at least two or three monkeys.
They had three last night. They had these
monkeys. Oh, it's just great. If you got a chance to bring your kids to the monkey rodeo.
You got
to
go, right? They have capuchin monkeys dressed as cowboys
riding dogs, like collies or something like that.
They're some kind of shepherd dog.
Awesome.
Yeah, some kind of shepherd dog.
And they fetch frisbees and they can rope stuff. No,
yeah,
I mean, they do all kinds of stuff.
Horrifying.
Yeah, no,
horrifying.
They torture those monkeys, but it's worth it. I mean, I'm sorry that they have to torture the monkey to make them do it. But.
Poor dog. I mean, everybody looks terrified.
Danny D says
losing
10-6 is not wiped out. Well,
yes,
I don't know.
Is.
You're an undefeated team. You lost to a team in last place.
Yeah, and you didn't make any touchdowns. So
no
touchdowns.
And I beat Danny D's team.
Oh, yeah. That's why I played that sad song at the beginning of the show.
Oh, you did?
Because of our fantasy football.
Well, what happened to you?
I don't know. I've given up looking. I don't
even
look.
Looking at the
team? I stopped looking at it.
What's
going on? I don't even know what happened this week. I don't know who. Congratulations.
I'm still. It was me versus Danny D. Yeah. I was 8-1. He's 8-1.
Did
and
you
I beat him?
Him
because his last player was on the Bengals and he didn't catch. He had 2 points or something like that, and he needed like 20.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, Danny D.
Sorry, Danny D. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't let your babies grow up to be Bengals fans. That's all I got to say.
I think you're
sorry.
Right. Oh, you know what? I have to do this now. This is the bad thing. Let's see if I can get a kill.
Oh, we're going to talk about News of the Dead?
Yeah.
So now I feel like a jerk about...
Why?
Are we going to talk about the...
What?
Who are you going to talk about?
Well, we got a bunch of dead people to talk
about. All
right,
let's see what
that's unfortunate, but, you know, we do a little sportsy News of the Dead sometimes, and we have to do it this week particularly. Because, you know, we had roller derby people on, you know? Remember when we had the roller derby girls on? They were fantastic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Lola Salinas,
yeah,
28 years old.
Yeah.
She was a roller derby skater in Paris for the team La Boucherie de Paris.
Yeah.
And she was killed in the Bataclan attack.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, so she was...
She wasn't one of the girls that was on our show.
No, but she was a Parisian
roller derby star.
Roller derby star, yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I know, it's awful. I was like, geez, that's... You know, I was looking at, like, all the... I mean, everybody who got it pretty much is so young, right? I mean, there was one lady who was there with her daughter or something, but most of the people that were killed in those attacks were so young, and, you know, because they went to...
Well, it was Friday night, and people were out
and stuff
like that. Friday
night, they went to a concert hall with a rock band, an American rock band playing. They went to a couple cafes.
I had never heard of that rock band, but...
Oh, what, the Eagles of Death Metal?
I thought it was the actual Eagles. I thought they'd shot Glenn Frey or something like that, and I was going to be like, oh, well...
The band got off. I mean, there's video of, like, the band on stage when the attack happened.
Yeah, that was scary, because, like,
the
guys are jumping out of the way and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, my God, and then they just take off, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, so also a cousin of one of the players on the French national soccer team also was killed.
A cousin of one? Yeah, I saw that. I actually know that player.
Oh, yeah?
Because he's been on some British teams. And, mm-hmm. and on the.
Yeah, because they go back and forth that way. Yeah, so that was bad. An awful lot of, there's so many kids sports deaths that I can't even get into them.
Well, you were telling me about one of the, do we want to talk about the guy who was on our show?
Yeah, we are going to talk about him. I think we should, yeah.
Because I'm a little embarrassed by that.
Well, I don't think
I was like,
embarrassing.
Why is this guy
you know.
Calling? And it's like, because the guy's dead, I mean.
No, somebody emailed us about it. Oh, yeah, because we were saying, why
didn't
he call
us? Why is this guy calling me now?
Yeah, we had a guest on our show that was associated with the Red Bulls, Red Bull Out. And he also, the Empire of Soccer, I think is like a website or something that he had something to do with. His name was Mike Vallo. And
he must have been a young guy, right?
He was a very young guy. He was only 27 when he died. And,
jeez.
I know. And we had been trying... he was a guest on our show and talked about the Red Bulls and the whole Red Bull Out thing.
Well, I was wondering because the Red Bulls did well. Like,
yeah,
I think one of the questions on the show was like, if
yeah.
the Red Bulls do well, will you be happy? And he's like, no, I don't think I will be.
Yeah, and then they were doing well, and we were trying to reach him again to see if we could interview him again, and he never got back to us. So we were like, oh, well, you know, I guess, you know, they're doing okay, so now that's that, you know? But it turned out, no, in fact, he was dead. He died suddenly, and I couldn't find any. I know,
seemed
it's
like
horrible.
A nice guy.
I'm like, oh yeah, he was.
And
very
I hope
nice
he enjoyed
he was,
the. I mean, I he hope was, he at least he was, enjoyed the season and a little bit.
Yeah,
and stuff
well,
like
he
that.
Was. I mean, they're doing great. They're in the playoffs. Their next playoff game, I think, is November 22nd. So
why does it?
Week.
Why is it that far away?
I don't know. They just play a game
that's
and
ridiculous.
then they go home and you know have a big dinner and go to work that's and take a vacation and you know do whatever they do and then they come back you know. But yeah, he was absolutely beloved, you know, in the whole New Jersey soccer fandom thing. He was a really beloved character.
Well,
another sportsy talk related deaths. Remember when we played the Mets theme song that wonderful woman played on the piano?
Yeah.
And I said that listener Jeffrey had given it to us
yeah,
to play,
yeah, yeah.
but I wasn't sure if he really was listening or not. That was because I knew he was in the hospital at the time, and he died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, so.
Jeez.
I know. Lots of deaths.
It's a bummer.
I know. It's awful, right? But, I mean, the thing is everybody dies.
They do? I'm not convinced of that. I think
everybody
some people
dies.
Are just hiding.
Yeah. Well, that would be good. Maybe they are. I don't know.
We have a little bit of time left.
Oh, yes.
You know, one of the things I wanted to... Someone mentioned it on the comments.
Yeah.
Remember we talked to Dean Johnson?
Yeah, Nodax.
Yeah, yeah. We got to... Well, apparently they're going to announce the team name tomorrow. So why don't we call him now?
Do you have his number?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah, it's right here.
Are you kidding?
No, I just got it.
Okay, let's call him. Hold on.
I mean, he must... Maybe he's at his desk.
Maybe. Probably not. Okay, now I got to remember how to do this. Oh, I need the silver phone.
You got to pick up the other phone.
Yeah. Okay.
Dean Johnson works for the University of North Dakota, who's changing their name from the Fighting Sioux to something else.
Yeah.
And we talked to him, like, we had called him like this on the air.
Okay, give me the number.
701.
Oh, wait, do I have to dial one first?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay,
it's not a cell phone. Dean John, so yeah.
Okay.
1-701 777-4317.
317.
Please don't dial that at home.
Yeah, everybody's going to dial it right now. I don't know.
It should be announcing the new name, says listener Ken from Hyde Park, any day now.
Can you hear it? Can you hear it ringing?
I don't. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, right.
Put it in, we are in mono and everything.
We're good.
So we're trying to call our friend...
Dean Johnson.
Peter Johnson.
Dean
spokesman.
Hi, you've reached Peter Johnson, Executive Associate Vice President for University Relations at the University of North Dakota.
He's not a dean. He's an executive.
If you have an advertising or marketing question, please call Susan Carraher, Director of Campus Client Services at 701-777-6796. If you need immediate help with a media relations issue, please try David Dodds at 701-777-5529. If it's after hours, you can try reaching me at home, 746-8715.
I don't think we want to give out his home number.
Johnson at UND.edu.
Wow. He gives out his
a message, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can.
Gives out his home number.
Record your message after the tone. When you've finished, you can hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, this is Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet from Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Yeah, remember we called you a while back? Vice President Johnson was asking you about the mascot. Well, we hear that the mascot...
Not the mascot, the nickname.
Nickname, mascot.
No, it's different. I've told you that before.
No, it says name game in search of new
it's
North
different.
Dakota mascot.
It's not a mascot.
Anyway, we were hoping... We're on the air for 15 more minutes.
we were hoping to talk to you again.
That you could tell us what the name of the mascot is
going to
be.
Yeah, what the secret name is going to be before you announce it tomorrow. We want to have the scoop.
I'm hoping it's the North Dakota Jimmies. Because I always thought...
Jimmies?
The Jimmies. That would be a good name.
That's not one of the ones that they were voting on.
I mean, but
on.
They should really think about just making it the Jimmies.
No.
You can call us. It's 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
And we're on for another 15 minutes. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. There.
You don't think the Jimmies would be a good name?
No, I think it's stupid. Hey, we haven't talked about the new WFMU mascot, you and I, have we?
Who's the mascot?
Dusty the Chinchilla? Do you remember Murrow the dog? Okay, so they had...
Murrow the dog was always snarling.
Well, it wasn't really snarling. It just had the weirdest dog face anybody ever saw, that dog. It was like a Latvian dog or something. It lived somewhere else.
It was in Latvia?
It was in Europe. Yeah. Latvia, Europe. It's all the same. I don't know where it was.
Latvia is like one of those...
It was someplace.
It's one of those Baltic states.
It was in some obscure
place
in Europe.
I met Latvian poets, and they lived in like villas, and they are like, I'm on TV every week in Latvia.
Latvian?
And you're like, well, I got to move to Latvia.
Because you're a poet?
That sounds outstanding.
Wow.
What do I get? Nothing.
I know.
Estonia.
You get your own radio show.
That's you and me.
Yeah.
Mostly you. Without you, they'd...
I've had the hardest time doing the show without you. I'm so glad you're back. Are you back now for a while?
I think so. Yeah, there's no John Leguizamo events for a while.
Okay, good.
Here I am.
Good. Until it snows, and then I won't be able to make it.
And then you'll urge me to take over the radio station.
That was awesome. All right, so
should we call the other guy?
No, I want to talk about the mascot. I want to talk about Dusty the Chinchilla because we're all about mascots, aren't we?
Mascots, usually.
Yeah, exactly.
We torched Mr. Mitt.
I know. People didn't like that. Some people
who didn't like that.
I did. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. Next year we should just torch Rex Ryan. we should build like a
Ken
little...
from Hyde Park says Murrow was from Estonia.
Yeah, see. One of those places.
It's a lovely place.
It's an Estonian dog. Isn't Estonia up by Finland or something? Isn't it cold?
I think it's near Finland.
Yeah.
Lithuania is the closest to Finland, I think.
Wow.
So it's Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, I believe.
I don't know any
of it might
stuff.
Be the other way around.
That's exciting. I don't even know where Michigan is, so that's pretty good.
You don't need to know.
I don't know.
I mean, if you're in a state that doesn't take Syrian refugees?
Yeah.
You're dead to me. New Jersey, Indiana.
Wait, you live in New Jersey,
You're
though.
Dead to me, New Jersey.
How can you... But you live...
I live in Jersey City. It's not exactly
it's not
New Jersey.
It's not New Jersey? All right.
No.
It's a city-state of its
no.
own?
Our okay. fat bastard governor.
Jeez.
I don't want him to stop running for president.
Want,
I don't want him to
no.
be president, but I don't want him to stop running for president. I want him to keep running for president until, like, his term is over. Like, I don't want him to come back.
Oh, to actually govern?
No, I want him to stay in New Hampshire or Iowa for the rest of his life.
No, I don't want him in Iowa.
He's just going to have some Fox News show after he's done.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Such a jerk.
He will. You're right. He will, actually.
He's a jerk.
Mascots. Okay, so now we have a new mascot because every year now, Murrow was the first mascot that WFMU ever had.
Yep.
Now every year they're doing a competition, and listeners can submit their pets for, you know, consideration. And then some mysterious process happens that I think probably involves station manager Ken. And I asked him if he would come on our show and give, like, you know, like the announcement of the new mascot on Sportsy Talk, because I thought that would be appropriate. And he didn't even email me back, so I never heard back from him. He didn't even bother to reply.
He's busy.
Yeah, I know.
He's busy. I don't know what he does all day.
He does a lot of things.
He does a lot of things.
He does a lot of station manager Ken things
busy
all day long.
With stuff.
All the time. Yeah. So, anyway, somehow the mascot got chosen, and it's Dusty the Chinchilla.
Are there pictures of Dusty?
Yeah, on the WFMU.org, on the website, there's pictures of Dusty. Yeah.
And Dusty. What exactly is a chinchilla?
It's a thing. It's a furry thing.
It's a furry thing?
It looks like a guinea pig or a rat or something, you know, or a hamster or something. You know, it's one of those things. It's one of those furry little things.
Furry things.
Furry little thing.
Oh, the U.S. men's team is playing Trinidad and Tobago tonight.
In what? Soccer?
Soccer.
Yeah.
So when they lose, it's going to be humiliating.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to follow men's soccer anymore
in the United States. Are we even making it into the World Cup
no,
this time?
I don't think we lost.
We lost to Mexico, right?
Well, they have to win this tournament to get into the, I don't know, something.
Into the tournament to get into the tournament.
I don't know.
I think they announced today the European teams that are in.
I don't know. Now half these teams aren't playing because of the.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they finished that game, France versus Germany, but
that was
just a friendly, too, I think.
Yeah, it was just a friendly, but they finished.
I don't see it. On the website, I just see a guy in a mask.
Well, look. Okay, look down in where the.
Oh, there he is.
See?
Is he holding the.
It's a she. Yes.
Oh, it's a she?
It's a girl.
Watch Dusty take a bath.
I tried to watch Dusty take a bath.
Personal.
I thought so too. I couldn't get the video to play.
It's kind
though.
Of like right from above too. It's like is the it, kind of whoa.
Is it taking a bath?
It takes a bath, but it's in sand or flour or something. I don't know what it is. It's like a yeah. I don't know what that is.
That's our mascot, Dusty.
I shouldn't feel aroused.
Congratulations,
by that,
Dusty.
Right?
No, you should. No, that would be wrong. That's really bad.
That's wrong? Okay.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm just wondering.
Okay. Well, I know you'll be watching Dusty take a bath a lot. Hey, thanks to listener Dan B. from upstate for sponsoring me.
Oh, yeah.
As
and
as a DJ.
DJ
Cat.
Cat.
DJ
from Chicago.
Cat. Mm-hmm. For you.
When do we get to hang out?
Oh.
Me and DJ Listener Cat?
Oh, when she comes to New York, I guess.
Really? When's that happening? I mean, she owns me, you know.
I know she does. You have to do anything she says.
Anything.
Yeah. You have to put on the Dusty outfit and pretend to be Dusty.
Roll around in some flour.
201-209-9368 is the number to call. We actually will answer your calls.
Maybe.
It's not like those people last week who were great. Thank you.
They were great. And he knows Rockstar.
Of course he knows Rockstar. He's a WFMU DJ.
No, I'm always like... Brian's like, oh, yeah, I was hanging out with Johnny Rotten the other day. And you're like, oh, my God.
Brian hangs out with Yoko Ono.
Yeah, I can't.
All these people. Yeah,
I can't handle that. I would just cry.
Very famous.
I can't handle famous people. They make me nervous.
Very famous.
It makes me feel like a blossoming flower.
That's so poetic.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
What else is going on in sports?
Jeez, I don't know. I think I'm pretty much done.
Do you have your Star Wars tickets yet?
No, I'm not going to go to Star Wars.
You're not going to Star Wars?
Why would I go to that? No, I'm not going to Star Wars.
What are you talking about?
I'm not
going to
go.
Why aren't you going?
Because I don't.
It's a cultural event of the highest order.
I already have
my tickets.
I didn't see the
I'm
last.
I'm going to the first showing.
Wait, they've had like six movies, right, total?
And only two and a half of them count.
I know, but didn't they have three movies and they had another three movies?
Yeah, they had two and a half movies,
okay.
And then Ewoks showed up. Okay,
yeah,
and that was the end of that movie.
I didn't see the last three movies.
That's fine.
I don't.
You don't have
I
to see those. Those are apocryphal.
Yeah, okay.
Those are no good.
Wait, so you know that this one's going to be good? Hey, we have a call.
It's got to be better than the last three ones. Thank you for hanging up on us.
We don't have to worry about the three-minute rule anymore.
No, that's the third. That's the. I'm waiting for them to pick up and then hang up. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
The last three Star Wars movies, no good.
Mm-hmm.
And now these ones could be good.
Wait, wasn't the last three, wasn't that the one where they had Jar Jar Binks? Because I know
I love
who
Jar Jar
he is.
Binks.
No, he's horrible.
No, I love Jar Jar
no,
Binks.
No, I know who he is, though. Because
I mean, he's
he
racist.
So, he was so...
There was a lot of racist characters
yeah,
in the last three Star
there was
Wars.
So, he was so despised that I actually even know who he is.
But the actors
but
all loved
the
guy
movies.
Who played Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
the
he
guy,
was the only fun thing about
well,
that,
sure,
otherwise
the guy,
drag
the
of a
guy,
movie.
The guy might have been nice.
He's
a
great actor, I think.
Nice. Well, how could
and
he,
I liked
how could
it.
You tell?
I actually have a. I bought a bag, like one of those little bags that kids pull around.
Yes.
With the, you know, at
the
airport
wheels.
With the wheels.
Yeah.
I have one with Jar Jar Binks on it. So that's like the only one.
That's so weird. So,
like you go to the little carousel and it's
yeah,
the only
that's one. You actually travel with that?
Yes, I do.
That's great. Oh, God.
I can't remember
the
actor's name.
So you got your tickets. And you're really happy.
I'm
you're
going like the Thursday.
Yeah.
It's the day before it comes out.
Oh, how does that work?
I don't
how
know.
Did you get special tickets? Are you sure they're real tickets? Maybe
they're
fake tickets. Maybe
it might
somebody
be fake.
Sent you.
I got to go in Hoboken though. That's the trick.
Hmm.
Hoboken. It's technically in New
Do
Jersey.
They have. Movie
they have
theaters?
A movie theater there. Yeah, yeah. They have one movie theater there.
Hmm.
Maybe one or two.
Hmm.
Hmm. Ahmed Best is the name of the actor who played.
And what happened to him after that?
He's been struggling.
Yeah, see?
He hasn't been in a film for a while. He was in a movie called Pool Boy.
Does that feature Dusty swimming? What does that feature? Does that feature?
He played himself in Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Hmm. He played himself?
Yeah, he was in Law & Order LA. That show wasn't around for very long. He was in Cougar Town.
Oh, geez.
We should get him. We should get Jar Jar Binks on the air. I'm gonna reach out to Ahmed Best.
He has nothing to do with sports.
It's a Star Wars related thing.
Star Wars isn't sports.
I wanted to get Wes Welker on the show.
Yeah,
but then he
too.
Signed with the Rams.
Yeah, I know.
And
what,
everyone's
won't talk
very,
to us now that he signed with the Rams. He's
he
too
might.
Good for us.
Well, he might be too good for us.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's a football player again instead of just being a guy on Twitter.
Didn't he hate us? Isn't he one of the ones who hated us at Media Day?
He's
the time
upset
we went to
with
Media
us.
Day, we went to.
Well,
we
I was
going
to say that now that Osweiler, I think we talked to him during Media Day. He's the new quarterback for the Denver Broncos now that Peyton Manning's no good.
Right. Maybe he would talk to us.
Maybe he'll talk to
maybe
us.
Maybe he'll remember us.
Possibly.
It would be better if they don't remember us because they'd be more likely to talk to us if they didn't know who we were.
So wait a minute, we're going
to
get Jar Jar Binks
We went to Media Day, NFL Media Day
Jar
once.
Jar Binks.
I don't want Jar Jar Binks on the show.
I mean, you say that.
I don't. I don't want him on the show.
You say you don't
no.
want him on the show, but then when he's on the show, you're
you
going to be like, that was great to have Jar Jar Binks on the show.
I don't have to worry about it because you will never get him.
Jason Day from the Wall Street Journal, the Boston Pride.
Have you noticed that Dean Johnson hasn't called us back?
He may be busy.
He might be busy.
You know, they have to, you know, make some sort of big...
I don't think he's...
He's probably resting because he must have a big day tomorrow where they announce the new mascot.
So the nickname, it's not a mascot. They're going to announce it.
Do you want to call the other guy?
North Dakota? No. Do you want to call him?
Where's the America? Yeah, I do.
All right.
I mean, the other guy.
Yeah.
We'll tell him we're friends with Dean Johnson.
Yeah, we'll tell him we're friends.
Or Vice President Johnson or whatever the guy's name is.
Vice President Johnson, yeah. Okay, we can call him. Tell me the number.
1.
Mm-hmm.
701.
You learned that I don't put the one unless you tell me. Yes.
777-5529.
Who's this guy?
He is the other guy.
Yeah, what's his name?
I have no idea.
Oh, right. Can you hear it?
I hear it ringing.
Okay.
We just want to have the world premiere of their nickname.
Yeah, exactly.
On the air.
Yes.
And I should have, you know, I had written all this down to set it up in advance
over
the past 2 weeks.
David Dodd
is not available.
Oh.
Leave your message after the tone. When you finish, you can hang up or...
Hang it up. We have...
You don't want to leave a message?
Coney Island is coming up next.
I'm looking forward to that show.
They're a great show.
It's a great show.
It is a great show. We like that show.
Should stay tuned.
People should stay tuned.
Especially if you live in North Dakota. North Dakotans, they love our show.
Do you think anybody in North Dakota listens to us?
Yes.
That would be awesome.
We have fans everywhere.
Oh.
My brother lives in Washington State. That's near North Dakota.
No, it's not.
It's technically
it's way far. There's
everything
like,
out there is big.
I think Montana's.
Give
in
me
the
land,
way.
Lots of land, and the
Lord.
Story skies above.
No.
Don't fence me in.
Guess what? This was Sportsy Talk on WFMU. East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. I think we had more calls today than we've ever had before, except every single one of them was a hang-up, so that was exciting. We're both here this week. That was exciting.
That was good.
And what else?
I don't know about it?
We're both going to be here next week.
Yes.
We'll have our Thanksgiving special.
It's almost Thanksgiving. I gotta go buy a bird.
They're expensive
this year because they're
a turkey or
turkeys are expensive because they had turkey flu and
they didn't have turkey flu. They had chicken flu.
I don't know.
Really?
Is that what made them all die? Now their turkey's expensive.
Oh yeah.
I might have to get a turducken.
Jeez. Thanks for inviting us in your home tonight. I mean, God bless.
Please don't die.
La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- You're listening to More Coney Island on WFMU 91.1 FM. We have a special guest, Stephen Coates of the band The Real Tuesday Weld. He has a special pet project that he'll be speaking to us about, Mikhail Tereverdiev. And welcome to the program.
Hey, Devin.
And so you have on November 20th a special release coming out of something it sounds like you've been working on for a long time, a 3LP and a 3CD, or I guess a 3CD box set, which comes with a book, and it features a Russian composer barely known outside of the country, at least here in the States. And it's something that you've been working on with the wife of the composer. I guess he's deceased at this point, passed away in 1996. How did this whole love for this music and this project materialize for you?
Well, Devin, a few years ago, I was in Moscow. My band, The Real Tuesday Weld, we've been going to perform there for a couple of times a year since about 10 years, actually. A few years ago, the next day, I was with a friend in a cafe, and a Russian friend. It was a very cold, snowy Moscow day. We were talking in a cafe. A strange thing happened because my friend was talking It's almost like I could see her mouth moving, but I wasn't hearing what she was saying because I was listening to the music that was playing in the cafe. And this is quite a significant moment for me because, you know, I'm a musician. I spend my days surrounded by music. Somewhere along the line, I fear that I had lost my ability to just get lost in it. You know, I mean, if you're playing music and composing music and analyzing it, producing it, and this sort of professionalism thing sneaks in sometimes. And this was the first time that I'd sort of really, you know, got lost in the music in the way that, you know, I used to when I first started to listen to it. I was, what on earth is that? You know, so I was